if you want true wisdom, if you want to be encouraged with the gospel of Christ, if you want to be in a community that is uplifting, that will support and challenge you in so many ways, if you want to be in a place where you know that you're at home and you know that you are truly loved and it's not just a facade, it's not just something that they say to get you in the door, then this is where you need to be.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Monsher Spencer graduated from HBU a decade ago, and she's passionate about furthering what was so integral to her own time at the university. As a director of student involvement and student leadership programs, Monsher oversees dozens of clubs and organizations, and she helps facilitate very meaningful student life experiences for all the students at HBU. That's a big job assignment.
It is. It is.
You must
it
go really to bed is. At night tired.
Every night tired, but I wake up refreshed because it's something I love doing.
What a beautiful story.
Yeah.
I just was saying, I didn't know you graduated from HBU a decade ago.
Yeah. So it doesn't seem like it's been that long, but it has.
So how did you get here?
Whew, that's a really funny story. So I really didn't want to go to college at first.
Yeah.
And my dad was the one who was like, you have so much potential, you have so much to offer, and you need to have a degree. You need to continue your education. And so I was looking at some other schools, and I went on visits, and it just didn't fit. And I got a postcard in the mail that said, it's not too late. Think about HBU. And my dad was like, well, let's go. And so I came to the campus, took a tour, and I fell in love with this place. And that day, filled out my application. Like 2 days later, they gave me that I was accepted. Then I did a music audition, got a scholarship there, and
wow.
I've been here since. And that's been over about 15, 16 years ago.
Wow.
It's crazy.
What high school did you graduate from?
I graduated from Waltrip High School here in Houston.
Yeah. So when you look back over a decade, you could probably tell so many stories.
Yeah, I can. I mean, everything from just how the campus has moved and shaped and has grown since then, and just the student body looks completely different than when I was here.
Right.
Just with our diversity and just the enormous opportunity that these students have is amazing.
Let's talk about diversity for a minute, because you know, the city of Houston, I always think about Harvey and I think about Harvey and diversity versus what I saw in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Yeah.
Because in Houston, you know, we eclipse New York with ethnic diversity as a city. And I've never been in a place where people are so colorblind, ethnic blind, and it's authentic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's truly authentic.
I would have to agree. And I think that's what's special about HBU. I don't think that there's anything in particular that we do to make HBU so diverse, but just because of the simple nature of the message that we give, the education we bring so many different cultures to HBU. And we benefit from it, from having such diverse student body, having diverse staff here. It makes the whole experience better, especially for the students.
And that ethnic diversity, there's such an advantage to learn. To me, it's reminiscent of a person. 75% of Americans don't have passports, and I feel so sorry for them because they haven't traveled like I have all over the world. And when you've been all over the world and you've met all kinds of different ethnic groups and cultures and countries, it really helps kind of change you.
Yeah.
Particularly if you're from the Midwest like I was.
It does. It does. I can say from the experiences I had at HBU, some of that, like I had the opportunity to travel a lot of different places in the world, to Poland, to Romania, to Africa numerous times, and to Cambodia, and seeing all of these different cultures and then coming back to Houston and seeing it here. Seeing those cultures here has been amazing, and HBU has been pivotal in that. And it just helps with the learning, because when you are connected with so many different cultures and belief systems and things like that, you only grow in your knowledge and your wisdom. And so I know it's a big benefit for our students to have that here.
No question about it. So, I mean, tell me, as director of student involvement, student leadership programs, mm-hmm. overseeing dozens of clubs and organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were doing all that.
Yeah. And that's just a small piece of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us what
yeah.
you do.
So here at HBU, so being in charge of clubs, organizations, Greek life, I'm in charge of our commuter life program as well. So we've done a lot to really enhance and help our commuter students feel like they're really a part of the campus.
Right.
I help oversee our first year experience as well. So that includes everything from our freshman year seminar course down to our peer mentors who are student leaders in those courses. Any of the programming, our orientations that happen with that, that all falls under my office as well. And then you get any of our spirit and tradition things. So homecoming, our cheer team, our mascot, all of that comes out of that involvement office. So we stay busy.
Even Kiza reports
Even
to
Kiza,
you?
Even Kiza, that's right.
Yeah, I said we should get Kiza and have her sing or do something and put it on social media.
Well, you know, she's
a And then we'll go viral.
She's such a pup, and she probably would sing, knowing her. If you just have a treat in your hand, she'll probably do just about anything.
And
she'll do anything.
Do we have a Kiza person who takes care of her?
We do. So I had the privilege of selecting a student. Her name is Carissa U.S. She's a sophomore this year, and she lives with Kiza, and she's the primary caregiver for her, and she is phenomenal. She's phenomenal. Yes. So Kiza has her own apartment and dwells in there and has such a good time in there.
Tell me about the different student leadership programs mm-hmm. at HBU.
Yeah, so one of the biggest things that my office is putting together is what we call a leadership roadmap. And so any student leadership opportunity across campus, whether it's in my office or anywhere else, we want the students to leave with some key foundational elements of being a leader. So that can be anything from in admissions to our Husky ambassadors who give tours and help with orientation, to my peer mentors who are in the FYS class, the freshman year seminar course. And so some of the different things that we do a leadership retreat every summer. And so we take about 150 students and we go off campus for 3 days and we talk about leadership and discipleship. So it's a partnership with Kaleo Discipleship. And so my office and the Kaleo office, we get these students together. We talk about different leadership elements, theories, things of that nature. And then we pair that with how they can use discipleship and be engaged in discipleship in their leadership. So it's that spiritual component mixed in with that leadership component. Mm. And then we do some fun things with them. We worship together. We spend time together. And so that's one of the things we do. And then we do, every month, we do these events called SOLD. And so it's Student Organization Leadership Development. And so every month we bring in a speaker. And it talks about either a leadership component or just something that's good to know, time management skills, how to leave a legacy, how to do discipleship in your current role. And so we connect with the students monthly like that. So student leader presidents or organization members, they come to those meetings every month. And we have a ball. We bring in faculty, staff, and even outside guests to come in and lead those sessions.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a really great opportunity.
Everything does rise and fall on leadership, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it does. It really does. I think when you think about leadership, you can't just think about who's in charge. And so that's the biggest thing that I try to instill in our students is that wherever they are, they're leading in some way. Someone's looking, someone's following in their steps. And so are they leading in a way that would point back to Christ or point back to them? And so this is why we're really, really crucial in adding discipleship to anything that we do with leadership. Because if they're not being discipled and if they're not discipling someone else, then their leadership falls flat. And
yeah.
So,
yeah. You know, Monsieur, to have this role, I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. you've got some understanding about leadership and mm-hmm. discipleship. How did all that happen?
Some of it is trial and error. You know, so growing up, I was the youngest of five girls at that. And the gap between our ages were pretty large. So my oldest sister is 12 years older than I am.
Wow.
And so a lot of it I had to learn by myself. And one of the things I always go back to my dad, he always told me, he goes, Money, which is my nickname, he goes, you can do whatever you want to do as long as you put Christ first. And instilling that in me and saying, you can do whatever you put your mind to, you can be whatever you feel the Lord has called you to be, made me jump into organization after organization, made me connect with mentor after mentor, made me try to just gain and glean from all of the learning that I could. And I think that just put this desire to step up and lead in some kind of way. And so it didn't matter if I was in charge or if I was sitting in the background. I wanted to make sure that there was an impact that was made and that I could say that and be proud of whatever I was in. And so I kind of used that in everything that I do with our students. You know, one of the biggest things that I tell my staff is that I want to empower students. I don't want us doing it for them.
Right.
I don't want us coddling them in any way. I want them to feel secure in knowing that they put their mark here at HBU, in their organizations, in whatever leadership the role that they're in, and that they feel confident and just strong about knowing that they left a legacy of some sort mm-hmm. here. So that empowerment is really big, and I think it came from like just upbringing and trial and error and just me being shy and jumping into a lot of things and just figuring out what my leadership style was.
What's your dad think about what you're doing at HBU?
Yeah, well, I think he would think that this is great. I know he passed away a couple of years ago. Oh. And so before he left, one of the things that he always told me, he goes, Money, the Lord brought you to HBU. He'll keep you at HBU. And when it's time for you to go, he'll take you from there. Mm-hmm. And so I know that he loved this place just as much as I did. Mm. So it's been a great experience.
It's tough losing a dad.
It is.
I lost my dad 2 years ago, July.
Yeah.
And
that was mine
every
as well.
Every day I think about it. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I lost mine 3 years ago in July.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And, so. You know, and you look back and, you know, I think, gosh, I wish I would have talked to him more, you mm-hmm. know, because we talked every day.
Yeah.
But to have a dad like you had and mm-hmm. I had, boy, what a gift, huh?
It was definitely a gift.
And sometimes you didn't really understand it when they were alive.
Yep. Sometimes I didn't want to understand it. Let's put it that way. I didn't want to understand it. But looking back, I thank God for every moment that I had.
Yeah.
Every moment.
And so you're going to meet your dad like I am in mm-hmm. heaven someday. You know, HBU is a Christian university, mm-hmm. but it's not exclusive to Christians.
No, it's not.
And I love that about it. Mm-hmm. Because I've been to some Christian universities where, you know, they'll say, you know, with a sense of real pride, we only accept Christians here.
Yeah.
Kids who give their rock solid testimony. Mm-hmm. And I know what they mean, and I think that's awesome. But I think there's a great opportunity of evangelism via education.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been illustrated by story after story of people who've sat at this table and talked. Mm-hmm. I mean, talk about the diversity of students who come here. I mean,
oh, yeah. You know, I think I always go back to our mission statement, that final line that says, with our central confession that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I think it's amazing that we have this open policy of come all who want to gain knowledge, who want to receive knowledge and wisdom. And so with the diversity of even our students who are believers in Christ and maybe not yet and maybe not at all, it's amazing to see that we can all come together and learn, because one of the biggest things that I think was a benefit of me being here at HBU, even as a student now, is that it taught me how to truly articulate my faith.
Exactly.
And so it was no longer just what my parents believed or what, you know, was told to me in church. It was, what do I believe? How am I forming this relationship? And I think a lot of that happened between me and my peers. And so some of my peers who, they challenged my thought of what is truth, you know, or how life ought to be, in those type of impromptu, informal settings, you know, around in the cafeteria or in our residence halls or anything like that. And those experiences, I think I cherish the most, because it allowed me to form just exactly what I believe and who I believe in. And of course, that's Jesus Christ. And so I think the benefit of the diversity we have is that you gain true knowledge, mm-hmm. and true wisdom. And our students are able to leave here, if they choose to, being able to articulate their faith well.
Right. Very well. I would agree with you 100%. The trends of kids today, you know, one lady in San Diego has done a massive amount of research on the iGen generation. Mm-hmm. And we know that these are kids that have been raised with devices. They're yes. raised in the digital age. They're socially isolated. And to a degree, some of them are experiencing depression. Mm-hmm. What do you see different with an incoming freshman today, this year, than you saw 10 years ago?
Oh my gosh. I think you hit the nail on the head. It's this idea of isolation. It's this idea of false community. And I think a lot of it stems from just the need to put your quote unquote best foot forward in a social media standing, when behind that camera, behind that phone, life is not what it seems.
Right.
And you're not connecting with anyone to help navigate through those things. And so when our freshman students come in, and we're here at HBU, we're all about community. We're all about, you know, the learning that happens not only in the classroom but outside of the classroom, you know, the connections that we want you to make through clubs and orgs, through your residence halls, through all of these different things. It becomes almost a culture shock for a lot of our students when we tell them, hey, put your phone down and talk to the person next to you.
Right.
It
Don't
becomes
text
this
them.
Barrier. Yeah, it becomes this kind of shock, and unfortunately, it's a hard one to get over, but doable. I think if you have to, and this is something that we do in my office, is we try to find that one opening, and when you get that opening, you have to bust it wide open and not move, and kind of get in there and stay in there. If you can catch their attention, you have it. One thing I've noticed is that a lot of the students in this generation are cause-driven, and so it may not be something that's long-term, but certain causes catch their eye. And if you can piggyback on some of that and get them into it, if they feel like that they are truly making a difference for someone else, they'll do it. They'll jump into it, all hands in. And so I would say that the biggest trend and the difference is that idea of isolation, and letting them understand that community is just not how many followers you have.
Or how many likes you got.
Yeah, how many likes you have. Community is actually spending time in the hard times, in the good times, in the frustrating times, and in the joyous times of learning from one another and growing in that way. So,
yeah, the problem with our Kim Kardashian world is that it is so plastic.
It is.
And because in the body of Christ, we don't really get to know each other till we experience problems together.
Exactly.
Until we can be open, until we go through brokenness and have a transparency about it. And it's not if pain is coming to our lives. It is coming.
It's when.
It's when.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's a strong freshman class coming to HBU in the fall, and lots of exciting things happening. I mean, for parents or grandparents or even prospective students listening, why should they make HBU their choice? Because we just had a girl that was seated here today who said she wanted to go to a big university.
Yeah.
That was her big deal. But she got an email in the mail from HBU and her shared it with her parents. And it was her parents who knew nothing about HBU that sat down with her and said, you should go. And she said, you know, now as a junior, she said, what a difference this place made in my life. How grateful she is that she didn't end up in that big university.
Yeah.
So why would you say, I mean, you know the kids better than anybody. Mm-hmm. Why would you say, come to HBU?
You know, I would say if you are looking for true wisdom, not just smarts or just book knowledge about life, about whatever subject you're studying in, if you want true wisdom, if you want to be encouraged with the gospel of Christ, if you want to be in a community that is uplifting, that will support and challenge you in so many ways, if you want to be in a place where you know that you're at home and you know that you are truly loved and it's not just a facade, it's not just something that they say to get you in the door, then this is where you need to be. I think I'm the proof of it. I've been here. I won't leave. I'm still here. And a lot of it is because of that, is because I've gained true wisdom. I've experienced the gospel here through his people, through Christ's people, and the true community that I've had has been amazing. And so if you're looking for that, this is the place for you to go. And then on top of that, we sprinkle in this idea that when you leave here, you're going to make an impact wherever you are, in whatever vocation you choose, because not only are we interested in getting you a degree for a career, we want you to have that calling. So that's where the Lord has you, and wherever he has you, you will make a difference in that space. And so I would encourage anyone who's thinking about HBU, try it out. Try it out. Give us a year and see if you don't fall in love with this place. And I guarantee you will.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I'm sure you are one of the great gifts at HBU. And we're so thankful for you and for everything you do. Mm-hmm. All your labor is so deeply appreciated and going to be greatly rewarded someday in that land where your dad and my dad live. You can learn more about Monsher and about student leadership programs, clubs, and organizations at hbu.edu/admissions. You got questions, 281-649-3211. Caring people will help you. Ask them any question you want. And, you know, I do want to just acknowledge the men and women that make these sacrificial financial gifts. Mm-hmm. You know, everywhere you look around here, there's somebody that stood up to the plate.
That's true.
And they sacrificially gave. And I know both of us and know that and appreciate that. It's hard to believe we're going to celebrate Mr. Morris's 100th birthday.
Wow. I'm just amazed by that.
I hope I'm kicking when I'm
100. Oh, yeah.
You can be a part of the giving team, hbu.edu/giving. You can give online. Give to make an eternal difference in a university that's premised on a central confession, Jesus Christ is Lord. That's good news in a world that desperately needs it. Monsher, thanks so much for coming here today.
Thank you
for what you're doing.
Thank you.
We're just cheering you on, and we're going to try to encourage you on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.